Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome to another edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, being joined live from Chicago by Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins. Matt, what's going on in Chicago?
Traffic. Got some walkers, some buses moving around, a lot of honking, and I'm sure that just a few miles from here on the south side, somebody's probably being shot as we speak. This place is crazy. Everything about the Jagged Edge. I understand it completely. On the cab ride in, I heard about 7 shootings on the west side, which is where he's from. So I get it now. I completely understand it. They love to shoot each other.
What about Skull Crusher and Bone Crusher or whatever they were called
all
in a couple
over.
Months ago?
They don't seem to be booked anywhere.
Well, that's why they're coming to our territory.
Our territory, because it's 1948.
Well, you being in Chicago, you missed out on quite a bit this weekend, but I'm sure you've heard about some of it. It all started on Friday at Academy Theater with the strangest assortment of people probably ever you'd ever imagine in the local wrestling scene. And I guess it all was partially due to Jimmy Rave being there, which was a surprise unto itself.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a great match against Fred Yehi, which I think is the only kind of match Fred knows how to put on.
I've never seen him have one that wasn't.
As well as Jimmy Rave, for that matter.
Yep. It was a style of clash, no pun intended, that really, really, really worked. I mean, Jimmy was just on fire. That whole, the stalling and the chattering and everything about it was perfect. I don't know. I just, as far as shows just being regular shows, it's not a big build-up show, just a standard weekly run show. I don't know, something about that whole night felt special. Maybe it was that weird assortment of people that were there, and so everybody just stepped the game up. But it was a solid night all around. Georgia wrestling could do to take notice.
Yes, I would have to agree. And, of course, Bill Behrens was out to watch that match and got involved a little bit when Jimmy Rave went and tried to get his help, but there was none to be had there. Who else did we see? UHA Nation was in the audience.
Yep.
Seemed to be walking around pretty well on his healing knee.
I want to know how UHA, every time I talk to him, says, "Oh, man, I just sit on the couch all day," but he still looks like he could play linebacker. I sit on the couch all day and, well, you know, people give me nicknames. I don't understand that. You know it's a good night when both Casey Kincaid and the Phantom, the fan, show up. So if you got both Phantoms in one place, you got a solid evening ahead of you.
Oh, Phantom El Phantasmus from Needless Things. He's been posting a bunch of interviews with Dragon Con wrestlers this week leading up to Dragon Con this weekend. It was good. Who else was there? Well, we saw Bill Behrens and Rick Michaels under the same roof coexisting.
You had some PWR representation.
And, of course, up in Deep Southern Championship Wrestling, Adam Pearce was unable to make it. He was scheduled to wrestle there on Friday and then again on Saturday at the Empire Pro Wrestling's venue. But instead, I heard they did I think Kyle Matthews and Jimmy Rave was maybe Saturday, and Kyle Matthews, Sean Timpers, and Sean Banks in a 3-way match, the other match that was supposed to have Adam Pearce. So sounds like they had some good shows up there.
Not a bad substitution.
No?
We'll take it. I mean, that's at least they tried. I give them credit for that. I mean, that's not a that's not easy shoes to fill, but hell, they reached out and got some recognized names and some guys that you knew that put on good shows. So yeah, kudos for that.
Yeah. And then I was not there, of course, on Friday at Alternative Pro Wrestling, but I know Strychnine retained his NWA Southern States Championship. And I believe Seth DeLay was also in action, and he is the NWA North Georgia champion up there. And he is going to be our first guest tonight, hopefully, because he is challenging Brody Ray Chase this Friday night at Dragon Con for the Dragon's Cup, which is kind of their, since they only do a show once a year, they don't have titles. They have trophies and things that kind of like the Stanley Cup, I guess. So Brody Ray Chase won it last year, and he is defending it this year against Hands of Steel, Seth DeLay, which I just realized is kind of a theme to the show. We also have Matt Sexcells, who's kind of a hair metal aficionado, and then we have AJ Steel, so there's a lot of metal on tonight's show,
it's
but in very
night.
Different ways. It's metal night.
Metal.
Now.
GWS now.
Somehow we don't have Reverend Dan Wilson or...
I wish we always had Reverend Dan Wilson, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, you know, we probably could do that if he's not too busy doing his other show.
We'll make some inroads. We'll make some overtures that way and see what that shakes out.
So then
we,
more surprises on... I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
We had the returning Jake Fury Friday night. Which,
oh, yeah. I mean, yes. That was another big surprise. Lights out.
Surprise the likes of us, you know. Sometimes I mean, we kind of know, you know. We can see where the things go in. Sometimes, you know, not all the times, but when those lights went off, I had no clue who was going to be out there when the lights came up. And if you had polled me, Jake Fury would have been the bottom of the list because you know it had been so long and it just hadn't been any mention of him, and you know he just kind of gone away from the memory bank a little bit, and then there he was in tip-top condition, and he almost did what we all wanted him to do, and that was murder Shane Marks, but slick as he always is, he got away. But Fury's back, and that's going to, I mean, shoot, Sacred Ground's just in a month, so who knows where this thing's going.
Yeah, and there was a little foreshadowing, though, when Steve Platinum came out to the old Concrete Gorillaz music.
Never thought I'd hear that again. I mean, I had written off the last time I heard it as the last time I would ever hear it, and then it happened. This was a good night. I'm just here to tell you, I'm giddy about it. It was just a solid evening.
Yeah, and then I don't know if you saw it from up in the front, but when Casey Kincaid came out, he did one of his old Phantom tricks and spit some green mist
like
in Shane Mark's face.
And of the options that he had, that was the easier one. Because he could have just stabbed him.
Yeah, he had a knife in his hand. I guess he knows not to do that unless it's absolutely necessary, though.
But a true sportsman, Kincaid did not stab. He just spat in his eye.
Yeah, and then kind of just disappeared into the shadows. In some...
Well, he should. Perfect. It was just perfect.
So then yesterday, more surprises. Rampage Pro Wrestling's Sizzlin' Summer Bash, one of their annual events. And it was an even bigger crowd than the previous show, which is, again, not what I was hearing was going on down there before I went 2 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
But from what I've read, it was a sold-out crowd. They were bringing in extra chairs. There were people standing. And it was 2 hours of, you know, just a great wrestling show. A lot of big things that have been building up kind of came to an end. AJ Steel and Doc Gayton in the main event against Murder One and J-Rod, and there were all kinds of stipulations. If J-Rod was pinned, if J-Rod lost, he had to stay with Rampage Pro Wrestling because he'd been trying to get out of his contract. If AJ Steel won, he got to pick what kind of match in the future he has against Murder One, who, for those who don't know, put a cigar out in AJ's eye just a few weeks ago. And then, I guess another big surprise was Stephen Platinum was not only in the audience, but then did commentary for that main event match. So that'll be interesting to hear once it's on TV or DVD or online or wherever they're putting that one. Because I think since it's sort of like their pay-per-view type event, I don't know if they put all of that on the TV show.
It will be interesting to hear. I only hope that he got on a few Waffle House reference, jumping jeans on a pogo stick. Are all those TV friendly? I don't know how that works.
Well, a lot of them are just old JR phrases, so those are TV friendly.
At least at one time they were. I don't know if they are anymore.
Yeah. He bequeathed them to Stephen Platinum, I guess.
I like it.
But I believe we have our first guest on the line, who we just mentioned a few minutes ago. That is the NWA North Georgia champion, Seth DeLay. Is that you, Seth?
Hello. How you doing, gentlemen?
All right. How are you?
I am all right. Just trying to keep put together here after a long weekend of wrestling, of course.
Yeah,
you
gentlemen,
doing all right tonight?
We're doing just fine. Matt is in Chicago, so he's technically an hour behind us.
Technically, this hasn't happened yet here.
Yeah, we're in the future.
So Matt's in Chicago right now?
I am.
What the heck?
I don't care for it none too easily. Work sent me, so I had to go. And there's no wrestling involved, so I really don't like it.
Well, sir, I'm sorry. At least while you're there, hopefully you can check out a Cubs game or something. You know, that's pretty much the only thing I'd go to Chicago for.
Basically the only thing anybody can do up here. There's a lot of traffic. I can't get there from here. Maybe I'll have some of that giant pizza or something they talk about. I don't know.
Oh, now that sounds delicious.
I do have a reputation to uphold.
Isn't that where they have the deep dish pizza?
It is.
Which, you know, still, I have quite a grudge on you, Matt, because y'all have always told me when I show up at PCW that you'll have a pizza waiting for me.
Seth,
and
you get there late. It's always late. You gotta come like really early.
I'm not picky about when I eat. I don't know if you know this, but I have a reputation of eating while I'm in a wrestling match.
I've seen that a time or two.
It's not my first rodeo there. And, you know, I've eaten a lot of things, everything from M&M's, Reese's, hot dogs, nachos. I don't think I've ever had a pizza, and that's something I've always aspired to do. Now, of all those foods, the hot dog is definitely the most cramping of all of them. But, I mean, two bites, and I looked at my opponent and said, this is not going to go well.
I'm ready to count these old lights. Let's go to the house.
And he told me, I think it was Drew Haskins that I was working, and I remember we got to the back and he told me, you know, Seth, that stuff actually, I don't remember how he put it, like it swells up in your stomach when you eat it. So that's actually the worst thing you could have chosen to eat right in the middle of the wrestling match. And I was like, well, thanks for telling me, you jerk. And he was not lying. It was,
all splashes go out the window at that point. That is out of the arsenal at that point.
Well, my main motivation, it actually revolves around pizza, was the Kingpin movie, you know, with Woody Harrelson, when, you know, he walks in at the beginning of the movie and he's just walking past a random dude, takes his pizza off of his plate and eats it, and then puts it back on his plate, and he goes to the bowling lane and just starts bowling. It was like, all right. And then, of course, he does it later in the movie, and he gets, you know, pretty much slapped for it, but that was always the funniest moment of the movie to me, so that's what I aspire to do. That's like my main purpose every time I go out to the ring, is to find a pizza and eat it.
Well, someday, you know, we haven't seen you at Academy Theater in a while, and
last time somebody was there, you were with the Empire, so you knew you wouldn't get anything that night.
Yeah.
Well, that's what makes it all the more fun in that moment. To just take it off of somebody's plate, and then, of course, all the team all-you-can-eat just jumps on me at that moment.
Yeah.
Says, how dare you?
How dare you? How rough.
I do miss the Academy Theater, though. I don't know all the details. Like, I know I saw Stephen Platinum as soon as I came on. I heard y'all talking about him. I saw him at this last Anarchy show. Didn't really get to speak with him or anything, but you know, I don't know any of the details as far as when I'm coming back there or you know, what all his future plans are, but
the latest that he revealed was Friday night. He announced that the Empire had decided to cease doing shows at Academy Theater after Sacred Ground, which is September 29th. But PCW will continue running its shows in Porterdale twice a month. And I guess that's where everything stands right now, unless you've heard anything.
That is
Matt?
Pending victory. It's the Porterdale shows continue pending a PCW victory in the unification match at Sacred Ground. If Mason does not win the title, who knows what goes on?
Empire could take over Porterdale. Who knows?
And shut her all down. So, with bated breath, we await.
The plot thickens.
Terrifying.
I think maybe, you know, showing up with the Empire at that moment seemed like a good idea, but I think maybe it may not have been the best choice because I haven't gotten an invite to come back since. So I was like, well, crap. I'm sorry.
There's an old saying, lay down with dogs.
Well, speaking of people in the Empire that we haven't seen in a while at Academy Theater, before we get to your match this weekend at Dragon Con and your matches last weekend, Seth, we've got a quick call from Matt Sexcells, who has his debut stand-up comedy show tomorrow night at Laughing Skull Lounge in Midtown. So I think he just wants to tell some quick jokes or something, and Seth, you might be able to help him out with that.
Oh excellent. I get to talk to Seth DeLay. That's great. No, thanks for having me on, Jonathan. I appreciate it. To be able to promote my first ever stand-up appearance tomorrow night at the Laughing Skull Lounge. It's just something I've been wanting to cross off my bucket list for a while, and it was just a perfect opportunity since I've been hurt and haven't been in front of a crowd that much. It was either do this, or I've also been working on a screenplay that I want to get out there, too. It's about a guy that wakes up. He's a CIA agent, and he's really too high to remember anything that's gone on previously in his life. It's called The Evan Bourne Identity.
I see what you did there.
Not too shabby. This is the stuff you get to look forward to tomorrow night. And also, I wanted to promote the fact that I do have new Matt Sexcells T-shirts that will be available at the Pro Wrestling Resurrection show this Sunday in Clayton, Georgia. I wanted to help out some friends, too. I wanted to get some other people's shirts made. And I actually had some shirts made for Wild Child Joey Kidman. But the problem with those is when they came out, they were actually a little too stiff. They were really green, and they didn't sell.
What am I going to
do? Did you think too late at night about the shirts?
I should have.
You drunk down them?
Yeah, you've got that nice that drunk high dial from Wild Child Joey Kidman. But I appreciate you letting me call in because I'm actually at my shoot job right now, and I had to find time. I was actually teaching a spin class where the only type of music I use is 30 Seconds to Mars. The name of the class is actually Cardi Emo. And since I'm in Midtown tomorrow night, you know, doing my stand-up routine at the Laughing Skull Lounge, I figure I'm going to actually unveil a new wrestling character. And since we're in the Bible Belt, I think he's going to be a homosexual, and he's not going to believe in God, so he'll be a heel. He'll be announced as anywhere from Chick-fil-A. This is the gay theist. And then last but not least, I wanted to get some new gear made before I make my debut when I come back from my injury. And I wanted to get something that looks sort of like Chris Jericho's light-up jacket. But I realized there'd be a lot of care to put into it because you actually have to get a special kind of a detergent to wash it. It's called Again.
But seriously, folks. Matt, Sunday show, Pro Wrestling Resurrection, they are crowning their first champions, technically, right, under the new banner.
Yes, yeah. Technically, all titles are still held by the champions from TNT Pro Wrestling, but there have been new number one contenders named for those titles. So all PWR titles will be defended on Sunday's show, including your friend, the Jagged Edge, will be defending his TNT Heavyweight Championship. We'll have the rematch of Kevin Blue versus, well, Kevin Blue, my favorite wrestler, versus C.B. Gibson for the new unified PWR U.S. Championship. We've got a tag team grudge match, America's Finest, the team of Chris Damian and Zach Daniels. They take on the team of Rick Michaels and Ace Cauldron. And, of course, kind of the calling card thus far of Pro Wrestling Resurrection, there is a ladies' match, Christy Whiplash versus Alexis Parrish. And then the special guest on this week's edition of All Cells Final will be none other than the young Z Williams. So all that and more this Sunday at Pro Wrestling Resurrection in Clayton, Georgia.
Wow. That was
all right, Matt. Yes, it was. Well, we were interviewing Seth DeLay, so Matt, thanks for the jokes, I guess, and we'll come.
Well, see, I didn't want to give anything away too good tonight. It would have been like me, you know, doing all my good spots against Locomotive when I had a match against Shawn Michaels tomorrow night. So I saved the good stuff for tomorrow night. I hope to see everybody at the Laughing Skull Lounge in Midtown Atlanta. Show starts at 8. I'm not sure when I'll be on. Hopefully early so people have low standards. Basically how I'm normally booked at a wrestling show. So I hope the curtain jerks. So.
Matt, how you doing, buddy? I've missed you, by the way.
I've missed you. I want to get back in the ring and go one-on-one with Seth DeLay once again. So,
well,
you need to have a bandanas match.
for someone like me who obviously won't be able to come check out your show, that's very interesting. How can I get, will there be any, like a DVD, something coming out, any way I can check this out sometime?
Yeah, I'll find some way, somehow, to get some sort of copy online for everybody that can't be there. You can see the debacle that will be Matt Sexel stand up.
That'll be sweet. That's cool. And then also, you know, get back, hopefully maybe I can come back down to Clayton, Georgia, and we can see the debacle that is Matt Sexel's and Seth DeLay.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a while since I've been in the ring with Seth DeLay, so I would look forward to that. Maybe my welcome back match in about 6 months when I'm healed up. So,
what's going on with the injury here? I'm sorry.
I tore my ACL and had surgery 3 months ago to repair it. So I've been out for 3 months already. Well, 5 months total, but 3 months since the surgery, and I've got about 6 to 9 months left before I'm in ring action again.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's sad because tearing my ACL is actually the most athletic thing I've ever done.
They can't take that from you.
it's the only time I'll ever have something in common with Mariano Rivera. So.
Well, that you would both your names start with M, brother.
See, you got that going for you.
There
Come
you
on.
Go. So, I'm feeling good. Well, I don't want to interrupt your interview tomorrow. I'll let you get back to talking with Seth. I'll see everybody in Midtown tomorrow night, Laughing Skull Lounge.
Matt says,
right.
Good luck
Thanks.
Tomorrow, brother.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, Matt. So, back to Seth DeLay.
I'm pretty sure he had heard me say, like, half the jokes that he just used there, I'm pretty sure he'd heard me say those at some point or another. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to sue him.
Oh, that's why you're asking about the DVD. You want to let it sell a few copies first.
Get some rights. And get a little kickback.
he's going to be awesome. I didn't realize he had developed a humorous personality yet, so I'm very excited to see that.
It's a recent development from what I understand.
It's a work in progress. No,
it's a work.
It is a work. Feel the rage.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Seth, so before we talk about your match this Friday at Dragon Con, which I always enjoy you there. I remember, I think last year you dressed as Julius Caesar or something. I don't know if that was just for Dragon Con, but before we get to that, I want to recap this past weekend. Did you defend your title on Friday at APW?
Yes, I did. I did. We've got a cool thing going on where James Boulevard, he is my servant there, where basically I own his contract. And I think the week before I used him as, you know, basically I can put him in a match anytime I want. So that's kind of how I use up most of the show. We'll have a long talking segment. I can basically get the whole crowd involved where we'll say, because for some reason, I don't know if y'all know who James Boulevard is, but he, when he gets in the ring, he gets this loud chant of Chippendale Reject, and he gets, you know, really worked up about it. So when he became my servant, the big joke to do was to have him bow at any word's notice, so he can be in the middle of a match or something, putting the heat down on the guy, so to speak, and then I can say that magic word, and then he has to stop and bow. And the crowd goes, you know, so excited. And that word has become Chippendale. He doesn't like having to be a part of that. But last week, putting him in a random match, and then he was the special guest referee of a tag match, me and Shadow against Anthony Henry and Cameron Cade, to where he tried ruining the match for me. But of course it backfired on him. And then just this past Friday, I wrestled JT Talent, in the main event of the show, defending the title. And once again, James Boulevard trying to think that if he can somehow cause me to lose the match, I guess we'll ease him of his servant duties, but, he hasn't been able to figure out a way. He tried to interfere, but it, still backfired, and got to hold on to the title. So things are going good. We're having a lot of fun out there with me and James Boulevard. And even though I got to wrestle JT Talent this past Friday, who knows what's next on the plate for me at APW. But we're having a lot of fun there.
What have you got going in Anarchy, Seth?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing in Anarchy right now?
Anarchy right now... is me and Bobby Moore are mixed up in a debacle.
Okay. I think you were going after Pro Newsom, I guess, was the last I remember, and then I kind of missed a couple of those. You and Bobby Moore now. Oh, man. I know that's going over like crazy up there.
Well, he's I have the fortunate ability of having a lot of young girls out there to like to scream for me. I don't know why. And he has the unfortunate ability of having everybody yell at him and calling him Barney. So we get that. This is naturally just a great fit. Our personalities, I think, just mesh really well. And this is going to be it's going to be a very fun feud for me. I don't know about for him. I'm looking forward to this. Past Friday, he was wrestling little Joey Reimer, who is all of, I think, 7 years old, and was kicking his butt up and down the ring. But he's using, he's somehow been able to get away, and that's how I lost my last title match to Bo Newsom. He came in during the ladder match and hit me with his elbow, which had an elbow pad on, but that didn't feel like just any normal elbow going upside my temple there. So he's using something loaded up in that elbow, and so I have been able to repay the favor, give him the receipt, as we like to call it, this past Saturday, as he was getting ready to load up his elbow on Joey Reimer. I came out from behind and hit him with the hands of steel, knocked him out, and then Joey got to pick up the victory. So, but then later on in the night, actually, me and Anthony Henry were tagging against Andrew Pendleton and the Black Butler, which was an interesting character.
he sure is. He certainly is. I don't know why the butler has an alien mask.
I had never met him before. I had never seen it. Like when I saw him backstage, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, okay, I guess he's going to take off his mask, take off his whole suit when we get in the ring, and we'll have a wrestling match. But no, I can cross the ring from him, and he's, you know, he's got his right hand behind his back, his left hand up by his chest, you know, holding it ever so properly like a butler, and I'm thinking, oh. You aren't kidding around about this. Right.
He's got his silver platter. I mean, he's ready to go.
Oh, God, yes. I saw the silver platter. Was very tempted a few times to grab that, but it didn't happen. And I set up Andrew Pendleton, hit him with the Macho Man elbow drop, and then Butler came in and threw me outside the ring, in which case, during that debacle, Bobby Moore came out with that loaded elbow again and hit me pretty good. And that allowed Andrew Pendleton to pin me, which is just something I ain't having. Andrew Pendleton pinning me. I mean, come on. That's, so we've got a lot of in store for Bobby Moore and Seth DeLay here in the future. And so
well, Bobby Moore gets those same Barney chants down in Rampage, and he has that same questionably effective elbow pad that he likes to use and then throw out of the ring as soon as he gets the pin. Maybe somewhere along the line, someone's going to catch on to that.
Well, you know something, you know, my jurisdiction doesn't just stop in PCW or Anarchy or APW in Royston. I can definitely, who knows, if I can make my way up towards the Rampage area, you know. Bobby needs to always keep eyes in the back of his head as far as I'm concerned. So that gives me quite a good reason to make it up there. Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
We shall see. Well, of course, as I mentioned earlier, this weekend is Dragon Con Wrestling on Friday night, which is kind of for a lot of people, it's the big kickoff party for Dragon Con. And you've been there before, and you are challenging Brody Ray Chase for the Dragon's Cup this Friday. So tell us a little bit about that. Is there any history between the two of you?
Oh, gosh, yes. Me and the granddaddy of them all, Brody Ray Chase, we have quite a history, especially at Dragon Con. You know, as a matter of fact, he's going to be defending his title as the Dragon Cup champion, which is, you know, the kind of the Dragon Con championship match, so to speak, I guess, that they have every year. And I've been going for that for 3 years in a row now. 2 years ago, I wrestled Sean Tempers, and we had a really great match at Dragon Con, and he was able to pull out the victory. Last year, I showed up, and I was told I was wrestling Andrew Pendleton for the Dragon Cup, and I was really excited. And then as we were getting, you know, probably 30 minutes till bell time, I heard some people saying, well, Brody Chase hasn't got here yet, and we don't know what to do with him. And then that's when I just knew, oh, dang them. And they said, let's put him in the match with Seth DeLay and Andrew Pendleton. I'm like, you mother effers.
Well, you know, they love him at Dragon Con.
They do.
He gets the Mickey Rourke chants every time he comes out, which will never get old, even though that movie's 4 or 5 years old now.
it fits beautifully. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to hit the what's it called, the
Ram
Jam?
Ram Jam.
The
yeah.
Ram Jam. Oh yeah, there you go. I'm going to hit the freaking Ram Jam on him just to throw that in their faces. You watch
to.
For that this
you
Friday at DragonCon. He's getting the Ram Jam. He came out. You know, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to become the Dragon Cup champion. And he comes in, gets thrown into our match, throws my game all off, and then uses that to his advantage to pin Andrew Pendleton and get the Dragon Cup. So, obviously, and we have a lot of history from the Anarchy days, whenever we, you know, a few years ago, we were tagging. I decided he wasn't doing anything, you know, good for me. He was only holding, slowing me down like a man of his age would do. But he wasn't liking it that I did that I left and went on my own way. And when I became the television champion, he started to think that he could prove that he taught me everything I knew. And we had so we had a nice little run during that year. That was, I guess that was 2 years ago. And we had a lot of matches. And I will say this about Brody Chase. I love the guy to death and love wrestling against him. I love to kick his butt and show him, you know, who the real man is. And we always had a really good time. So he is... you know, I'm definitely looking forward to finally just going one-on-one with him Friday night. And, you know, not only will you see the Ram Jam, who knows what you're going to see. You know, we might have Julius Caesar come out and make a reappearance. Who knows?
Pretty much just come out as Ernest the Cat in some sort of Arab gimmick. And just totally the wrestler this thing up. We'll take it all the way back. We'll do a whole recreation of the movie.
Well,
I think he lives in Atlanta, doesn't he, the cat?
I think he does.
It wouldn't be too hard to do.
Okay, so I guess in that case I need to come out barefoot and my feet taped up, something like that.
I like it. You need a guy with an afro, too.
And you need to come out to Brodus Clay's.
Well, it's now Brodus Clay's.
You know, as much as I would love to do that, I'm sorry, man. I can't hate on Bad Street Atlanta GA. Dragon Con is going to get lit up with some free bird dancing Friday night.
That really is the only way. I don't know.
Seth, I have a request on behalf of what group of guys that call themselves the DCW Hooligans. I'm sure you're familiar with them. They're the really loud bunch that brings Lucky Charms every year and stuff.
Oh, how could I forget those guys? Absolutely. But
so when you win the Dragon's Cup, I think you should eat Lucky Charms out of it.
Oh, now I've really put thought into this. Like, what am I going to do with that cup when I win it? In the Lucky Charm. Now that's a really good idea. I'm not familiar with I'm familiar with them yelling at me. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not familiar with the Lucky Charms. Every time I get thrown out. That is the messiest freaking place. Like those, it's not just those guys, not just the Hooligans. I mean, the entire crowd, you know, women, children, it's like popcorn is always everywhere on that floor. It's like going into, what's that restaurant, the Texas Roadhouse or something. You got peanuts. It is literally unsanitary. And you will slip and break your daggum neck if you're not watching it. So, you know, don't get me wrong, every year at Dragon Con, I always manage to find some popcorn laying around that's not too dirty, and I grab it.
You need a little pick-me-up. You got a high metabolism.
Well, you know, it keeps me going fast. Actually, no, it doesn't. It tires me out very quickly because, you know, I'm not going to lie about my diet. I particularly love to just have some Frosted Flakes, some cupcakes, and some ramen noodles, and that's a successful day to me.
True champion. A fitness guru, Seth DeLay.
Hey, man, that's just breakfast that we're talking about here.
Ah, okay.
Well, Seth, what's that?
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was going to say.
I was just going to ask if you have any other matches this weekend, but... I think we're talking over each other, so you go.
Well, I was just going to say, are either of you gentlemen going to be able to be at Dragon Con this year and see the show personally?
Yeah, I'm there every year, and I have been recruited into that group of rowdy guys that call themselves the Hooligans. I will be – I usually just sit there wherever with other friends and watch them whip out the box of Lucky Charms, and it gets used in – there's always some sort of hardcore match, and that's usually when the Lucky Charms comes out. It's a weapon.
That's not how it's going to work this year, brother. As a matter of fact, what I want you to do is get that Lucky Charms, because I'm serious. This is already my mission. When I beat Brody Ray Chase and become the Dragon Cup champion, I will take the Lucky Charms, and then I'm going to want you to have some milk set aside and, you know, have a spoon there, preferably whole milk, what I prefer. And I am going to have a Lucky Charms eating celebration right there in the middle of that ring.
You're You heard it here first.
Matt,
you heard it here on Georgia Wrestling Now.
Matt, if you're going to be there, by the way, I want you to have pizza set aside. That's my dessert.
We'll work on that. We will work on that.
Chicago pizza, preferably.
I'll bring it back in. I'll just freeze it. We'll hold on to it. It should be fine. There's plenty of production. It'll be fine.
I'm not picky. I'm not picky, gentlemen.
Well, after Friday, Seth, do you have any other matches this weekend? Or I guess Anarchy is the following weekend, but do you have anything in between?
No, sir. As a matter of fact, after Friday will be a fun night at Dragon Con. That's enough that's pretty much all you need to do, because that's such a long, busy night. Those shows go on such a long time, and everybody puts in a lot of effort. It's always so fun. So I won't have anything going on Saturday, nothing needed. Get rest in, get pumped up and ready to go for the following Friday at APW in Royston, Georgia, and see what we have in store. And then back to Anarchy, of course, which is always a good time. That's where I get to do most of my work at. And we'll definitely keep you guys posted. Who knows, once again, where I'm going to end up going chasing Bobby Moore around the state.
All right. Well,
definitely keeping busy.
Well, both of you guys are, you and Bobby Moore, are really wrestling everywhere these days. So we're definitely following both of you at each of your different promotions. But sounds like that'll be some good stuff there. So that gives us more reason to go back out to Anarchy. I haven't been up there for, I don't know, a month or two. But I do keep up with it online on their website.
Yes.
Which is always a couple weeks behind.
If that.
Is it a couple weeks now? I thought it was like 7 months.
It's usually they do two shows per taping. So right after they do one taping, the previous shows will be airing on the website. So, yeah, it literally is 2 or 3 weeks behind.
It's amazing. I've been wrestling there since 1999, and I still don't know how the shows work. I don't ever really get to see the matches. It's a lot of fun. Come out and see it live. Anybody else checking us out, come out and see NWA Anarchy Live. It's a great show to see live, and it's a great production, obviously, seeing it online. When I do get to see it online, it's always fun to see all the work that's put in.
All right. Well, Seth, I appreciate you calling, and we're going to let you go for now. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we will be talking to AJ Steele.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. Y'all have a wonderful week, and see you at Dragon Con.
All right, see you there.
Bye-bye, guys.
Georgia wrestling fans, you're going to want to make your plans to be at Johnny G's the first, third, and fifth Sunday of every month, 2 p.m. bell time, for Rampage Pro Wrestling television tapings. And fans, if you're in Middle Georgia, make sure that you watch Rampage Pro Wrestling on Fox 24, Saturday 9 a.m. on the My 41.2, Saturday at 10 p.m. Cox Communications Cable, Thursday 8, Saturday at noon, and of course, Rampage Rewind, the one-half-hour show on Cox Communications throughout the schedule. Fans, be there.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
This is Miss Rachel from The Empire, formerly known as Platinum Tempe's of Wrestling. Every Friday night, The Empire presents the best in professional wrestling at the Academy Theater in Avondale State. We're also at the Masquerade every month or so. Check us out on Facebook. Just look for Platinum Championship Wrestling. And you'll get the latest details on all the hottest action from The Empire, formerly known as Platinum Championship Wrestling. We get it. That's every Friday night at the Academy Theater and at the Masquerade as well every month. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com and Matt Hankins from Team All You Can Eat. And we are now being joined by AJ Steele, who was a longtime tag team partner of Murder One, last week's guest, and had a big match against him at the Rampage Pro Wrestling show last night in the big main event that had lots of history there. I'll just let him fill us in on some of that. How you doing tonight, AJ?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Just fine.
Good. So, yeah, you had a big blow off. Well, I guess it's not really a big blow off because
just getting started.
But how did all that begin? I came in after Murder One, who last time I saw you guys, you were still the usual suspects, but he had something happened. He put a cigar out in your eye, and luckily for you, the guy who runs Rampage is an eye doctor, so he helped you heal up pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, it really, I cannot truly tell you where it all started because, you know, things started kind of, he started kind of changing with these phone calls. Like he would get phone calls. We'd be on the road, and I mean, there's been times where we'd be on the interstate and he'd have me pull over, and he would get these phone calls and he'd like get out the car and talk on the phone so that, you know, nobody could hear him. And that started months ago. We did a show in Alabama where we worked the New Age Outlaws. As we were driving home, you know, it's like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. He wants to talk on the phone and pull over. Like, really, who does that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was kind of weird. But as the phone call started, then he started acting funny, and then stuff started sort of changing. And you know, we're really tight knit group of people. You know, we you see him, you see me. So, and stuff just started falling apart. I was doing a couple of movies and things, and I was told by other people that he was a little bit jealous of it. I don't know. I confronted him about it. He never said anything to me about it. So, you know, I figured he'd be happy for me. I would be happy for him if it was him that was doing it. I can't help it that I'm better looking than him, obviously.
Wow.
So, you know, well, it is what it is. But that's where it all got started.
All right. Well, like I said, that built up to the Sizzlin' Summer Bash yesterday, which was a brutal fight. You and Doc Gayton, who had to give up his commissionership of Rampage in order to compete. You took on Murder One and J-Rod. And of course, there were lots of chairs, lots of outside the ring battling.
Yeah. It was brutal.
Yeah, but in the end, you got exactly what you wanted, I guess?
Yeah, not quite. Not quite. If you remember correctly, there was a lot of stipulations involved in the match. I think they were calling it like a double jeopardy match. Because if Dr. Gayton was pinned in the match, then he would have to leave Rampage forever, which I don't know if you guys know the backstory to Rampage. Me and Dr. Gayton, of course, is his money, but he and I are the ones that started Rampage Pro Wrestling. So we are actually Rampage Pro Wrestling. So if we would have to leave the company, that'd be like Vince McMahon leaving his own company. You know what I'm saying? And I hate to put Vince McMahon out there like that, but that's the deal. I mean, Doc's the man behind it, and he and I have been cool since day one. I mean, we've had a little differences as far as business goes, but other than that, you know, he's behind it, I'm behind it, and that's it. That's the bottom line. And that was one stipulation. If I lost, of course, I would have to leave. If J-Rod lost, he has to stay at Rampage. And if Murder got pinned, of course, I get to pick any match that I choose to have with him. So I hadn't decided exactly what type of match that he and I are going to have yet. And I'm sure he's listening right now to see if I'm going to tell you guys what kind of match that we're going to have. And I'm going to tell you, just like I tell everybody else that have asked me, there are so many different types of brutal matches. He's got to know that it's going to be the most bloody, the most brutal, the most physical match that he's ever involved himself in. And I know that he's been involved in a lot of brutal stuff, but he ain't never had his ass whooped like he's going to have it whooped, regardless of what type of match we have. He knows he's got it coming.
And you have a year to decide that, right?
No, we have until October.
Oh,
okay. So yeah. A little over a month then.
Yeah, a little over a month. So from what I understand, I do know that we're going to do something is going to happen at this, I want to say, Doctoberfest is what they call it.
All right. Is that the same show where Honey Boo Boo is going to be there?
Wait, what? Hold on.
I'm not sure.
That's a possibility? That might happen?
No, that's a reality.
Hey, that's a shoot. It's something that I've been hearing about now. I mean, so it may very well be reality.
I cannot wait to get home. When I tell my daughter this, I'll be Father of the Year.
No, Honey Boo Boo is going to be at the next show, which is September 9th, I believe.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Just as a guest. But then TLC is going to be there filming and everything. It's one of the shows in October.
Right.
So maybe your match with Murder One will be on TLC.
Hey, you know what? If they want to air this kind of violence, I'm all for it.
So you don't think that might be the match they choose, huh?
Hey, I am all for it. I promise you, you know, I ain't never ran from a TV camera, so I don't plan on starting, you know, whenever me and that man get in the ring, and we are, you definitely can throw all of the personal stuff out the door. It's going to be as brutal as it can possibly get. I'm not trying to beat Murder One, and that's the bad thing about it. Like, why would you piss me off? Me, of all people, you've been riding up and down the roads for years. You know how sick and sadistic I can be. You would think that as smart as he is, Murder One is a very intelligent person. You can listen to him talk. Even though he talks like an idiot, he is a very intelligent person. But apparently he's not using his intelligence the day that he decided to try to burn my eye out with a cigar, because he got to know that this same sick, twisted, sadistic mind that tried to come up with things to do to other people, now I'm going to do them to him.
Now, I would imagine, as long as y'all been up and down the roads together, surely you've clashed before, you bumped heads before, but...
We were like family, you know, and I know you guys probably hear this from guys that come on the show all the time. You know, you get on the road together and you look at each other as family. You spend, you know, nights in different hotel rooms and you're traveling and you're hurt and you're sick, you're beat up and all of these things, and you don't have a whole lot of people to turn to. So the guys, of course, that you're on the road with, they become your family. He and I were no different. disagreed on everything from where we're going to eat at to which hotel we're going to sleep in to what movie we're going to watch to what video game we're going to – I mean, we even disagreed on different types of things. And, of course, none of it ever got too serious. You know, and we've wrestled each other in different places before, and things got a little out of hand, but it's not as bad as him trying to burn my high. I see when you that's no longer business. Now you're trying to take my career away from me. You're trying to stop me from making money for my family. You know, and I also want to apologize for my voice sounding the way that it sounds right now, because after kicking his ass last night, I felt like I did, you know, a little bit of celebrating. So if you guys will forgive me for sounding this way, which, you know, I enjoyed myself. I'm always working out and doing things. I'm Mr. Goody Two Shoes. Last night I went out and had a little fun. So forgive my voice. But anyway, yeah, he's got a note. You know, we had disagreements, but never have I ever tried to end his career to where he couldn't provide for his family. I don't give a damn about his family anymore. I don't give a damn about him. And it's obvious that he doesn't give a damn about me, which makes for a very, very violent situation.
Did you ever get Absolutely. A proper reason? Like, did he ever give you a good reason why all this happened? Or does that make it all the worse, as you never really did find out what was really going on?
After he and I confronted, Dr. Gayton actually had us in the ring together. We lost tag belts. And not to point any fingers, he was the one who was pinned in that match. A match is a match. When we lose together. If he gets pinned, we lose. If I get pinned, we lose. But he, at that particular night, the last time we had the titles, he lost it. And, of course, we get up. I get up and go into the ring, and, you know, I'm trying to make sure he's okay. Doc comes out and everything. We're going back and forth. There were some things that were said in the ring as all of this is going on. We're actually still standing in the ring. And then he slaps me like he hit me three times, but it took me the first two to realize what the hell was going on. You know, this guy is the same guy that I walked out here with. You know what I'm saying? And this is now the guy who is slapping me in my face. So, of course, by the time the third one kicked in, I'm like, okay, I don't give a damn who you are. You put your hands on me. So now, you know, it's going to get physical. So I tried to text him. I tried to call him. I got on Facebook. I sent messages to other people that we both know. Nobody, he never responded. So to honestly say that I have a legitimate reason as to why he did what he decided to do, other than the fact that he's a bitch, I don't have an explanation. But you know what? I don't need one now. I don't need one, because if he had come to me and talked to me before he tried to burn my eye out, we could have probably fixed all of this.
Hey AJ, but I now, hate to interrupt, but it looks like Danny Only's giving us a call, so I'm going to bring him on and see if he has something,
sure.
Maybe some insight into what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
How you doing, Danny?
What's happening, guys? I was just going to say, like, I didn't think you guys would still be going because I knew it was close to 8 o'clock, but I heard AJ talking. I just wanted to say how much fun it was beating up AJ Steele when I was at RPW and getting thrown around by him at ridiculous distances. AJ Steele is the only dude that picked me up to body slam me, looked on the ground and said, no, there's somebody there, turned around, no, there's a rail there, so turned back around and threw my ass over the people that he originally was going to body slam me.
Wow.
Nah, but look, I'm not going to take your time, man. The only reason I was calling is for those who don't know, at Dragon Con, there's supposed to be a three-team tag team match. It's going to be pretty badass, and the Hate Junkies have a special surprise for all the fans of Dragon Con, due in part to a DVD that I just watched the other day. And I'm not going to say much, but when everybody sees it, I think everybody will agree that it will be... So, yeah.
I don't know what that was, but...
I think I know.
Matt, I think that gives it.
Track time, man. But y'all finish talking to AJ. Y'all have a good night. I'm out.
Well, I.
Wow.
Any excuse is better than none.
Wow.
Well,
AJ,
I guess
I appreciate that compliment he just gave me.
Yeah, it was kind of a backhanded compliment, but
yeah,
I guess that's
benching
that out of Danny Only.
I'll take it the best way I can because he knows that I'll slam him any other place, everywhere, anytime he wants it. So, I look at it as a compliment. I'm still celebrating from last night from kicking murder ones. I just got finished wiping a little bit of his ass off my boot anyway, so we're good.
Well, AJ, we do need to start wrapping up a little bit, but I wanted to ask you about this Saturday, I believe it is, at Peach State Wrestling Alliance in Carrollton.
Yes.
You are scheduled to face Buff Bagwell, and what I believe is his first match, at least in a Georgia wrestling ring, since his auto accident a couple months ago.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about that. Have you wrestled him before? Do you have any kind of issue with him?
Yes, I have worked with him before. And when you work with guys on the level that Buff was on and has been on in his life, you step your game up. I know that he has had, some situations going on in the past with a car accident. And I was actually very sympathetic to the fact that, it bothered me, him being one of the boys and having a car accident that almost, possibly could have taken his life. It's not a joke. It's not it's not something to play with. And I felt very bad for him and his family. Saturday night, he is definitely going to think that he's been in another car accident, and this car accident is not a car, it's a truck, and the license plate reads Steel One on the back, because I'm going to run his ass over this Saturday night, and I'm sure that there'll be paramedics there to put him back together again. He's sort of like Humpty Dumpty right now, and he's obviously better. If he can get back in the ring, he can get his ass beat.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to look at it.
That's the only way.
Well, where else can people see you between that show and the next Rampage show? Do you got anything else coming up?
Yes, Global Championship Wrestling in Phoenix City, Alabama. There was like a deal with there, and it was like a great championship wrestling, and then the takeover sort of thing went on over there. I don't know if you guys know much about it, but
I did hear a little
bit
about some sort like a unification between the
right.
titles between two promotions or something.
Right. Yeah, I've been working there in Phoenix City, like I said, and there's a group full of talented guys there, Mike Taylor. Yeah, there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people there, and they're constantly bringing in new talent. So that's, another show that you got to look out for, and that's another show that I'll be on. And other than that, man, if they set a ring up somewhere and they call me, I'm coming. I'm kicking ass, and that's what I do. Murder One knows it. You guys know it. And Murder One, I know you're listening. I know you're listening because I listen to you. You sat back and you said a lot of things. The difference between you and I is that I can back up everything that I say. All you do is talk. But the talking is over with. We done talking. It's time to go. It's time to fight. So take it how you want. I know you're listening. You could have called me. You can call me now, but ain't no sense in us talking. Like I said, I just got finished wiping the rest of the ass off my boot. So, it is what it is.
All right. Well, good luck. This weekend, and whenever we're in the ring again, and look forward to seeing what happens between you and Buff Bagwell as well as you and Murder One.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
All right, thanks for calling, and I guess we will see you sometime soon.
Down the road, thank you guys.
All right,
all
thank
right,
you.
AJ.
Well, Raw is officially on TV, but need to wrap a few things up. For those who were curious about that show, Peach State Wrestling Alliance. It is their 100th show this Saturday, and it's also the first time they've ever done a show on Labor Day weekend, from what I understand. So that looks exciting. Empire/PCW is at Academy Theater on Friday, and I know one match that's been announced is the referee Duke Corey versus Nogicism match, which should be interesting. And
undefeated,
I'm not sure...
streak on the line.
Undefeated Duke Corey, yeah. He may not be undefeated by the time we're on the air again. And there was a bunch of, you know, a bunch of fallout from last Friday. I believe the Bullets and We Are Three are in some kind of match next Friday. And then Saturday is PCW in Porterdale. Sunday is the Pro Wrestling Resurrection show that Matt Sells mentioned up in Clayton. And I don't think there's anything else this weekend that we haven't already mentioned earlier. So
touched on them all.
Another big weekend of wrestling. It's Labor Day weekend, so next Monday we will be on the air on a holiday. I don't know if we're getting holiday pay or anything like that.
I think it's time for that.
That was like a Matt Sells joke.
Hey-o!
But our guest, we will be talking to Terry Lawler again, but he has reprised a gimmick that he did earlier in his career, which is basically Elvis, and it's the Jailhouse Rocker, Terry Lawler. He will be returning to action as the Jailhouse Rocker the following weekend. And I'm still working on another guest. TNA is coming to town the following weekend, so I'm going to try to get someone from TNA. And AR Fox has a bunch of stuff going on with Dragon Gate and CZW that weekend, so I wanted to try to talk to him as well. But those are not confirmed. Terry Lawler is confirmed, and as we've heard in the past, he's reliable even when he's not the guest that we've scheduled for the show. So,
you can't go wrong
with
Terry Lawler. You cannot go wrong with it.
And I was glad that last time he was on, which was hastily done because who was it that we were expecting?
We couldn't get the midget.
No, yeah, but the midget right. got canceled. So it was Robert Gibson who we were supposed to talk
that
to.
That was right. Sorry, midget.
And we ended up talking to Terry Lawler instead. And then the following Friday, he made a surprise appearance at Academy Theater, which he didn't let on anything to us about, which I appreciated.
We appreciate it.
It was much like the Jay Fury return. And there was also a big surprise at Rampage. They have a new champion there.
What?
Yeah, Kyle Matthews was defending. It's funny when the title match, the title changing hands, is just slips through the cracks, but Kyle Matthews defended against a mystery opponent from the Cash Vault, which
we talked about that last week. Yeah, who was it?
It was a hulking masked man who everyone immediately recognized as Luke Gallows. And then after he won the match, which was a no disqualification match, so it got pretty brutal too, he took his mask off, and even though everyone was already chanting Luke and stuff, everyone popped when he took his mask off. So the new Rampage
that
Pro Wrestling
new.
Heavyweight Champion is Luke Gallows. So maybe we'll talk to him next week. I don't know. But anyway, that was the longest wrap-up ever, I believe. And I'm not done. We talked about the Phantom, El Phantasmus, Phantom Troublemaker. He's one of the DCW hooligans, and he's been doing a bunch of interviews with Dragon Con wrestling personalities like Jeff G. Bailey and Iceberg and Reverend Dan Wilson, and you can read those on phantomtroublemaker.blogspot.com, which isn't all that different from wrestlingwithpopculture.com, so I like what he's doing, and I'm happy that he's going to allow me to sit with the Lucky Charms group at Dragon Con. But,
hard to break into those groups. I know that for a fact.
I didn't have any kind of hazing that I know of yet. But I'm still not in Team All You Can Eat, even though I found an awesome buffet right down the street from Johnny G's Fun Center that I like to go to whenever I go down there.
One of these days, Jonathan. One of these. And with Honey Boo Boo's in the building, I can tell you right now, they're not going to keep me away.
Honey Boo Boo will be at the next show signing autographs, and then I don't know if they said the date, but it's, in October, the whole film crew is going to be there. And,
holy shit. So excited.
So, on that note, we will be back next Monday at 7 p.m., and we will have lots more to talk about, and I guess that's it. You got anything
all
else,
right,
Matt?
I got nothing, boys and girls. There's no excuse
right
for nobody going to wrestling this weekend. You don't have to go to work on Monday. No excuses. Get out. Get
good
out
point
there.
All right. Well, we will be back next Monday. Talk to you then.
Yep.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.